Tonight on the Worldview Weekend Hour, in my book in 1995, I warned that social credit scores were coming to America, that if you hold a professional license as an electrician, maybe an air conditioning, heat and air guy, a nurse, a teacher, a lawyer, whatever it might be, you have a professional license, you could be out of a job if you cannot get that professional license renewed. And if you don't have the right worldview, good luck getting it renewed. And guess what? My guest tonight is an attorney and a patriot who's fighting for election integrity, the only attorney in America to have the right to audit the Dominion machines. And guess what we're hearing? There are threats about his law license, his professional insurance, and his banking. You have to hear this tonight, because just as I warned in 1995 that some people thought was crazy, social credit scores coming to America, well, it's now here. And if we don't stand up together, they will put in this Chinese model that I warned about in 1995 here. They'll do it in 2021 and beyond. Matt DiPerno is my guest. The Worldview Weekend Hour begins right now.
WVW-TV presents the Worldview Weekend Hour with Brannon House. Whether the topic is law, science, government, economics, history, family, social issues, education, or theology, Brannon brings the issues of today into clear focus through the lens of a biblical worldview. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Weekend Hour. I'm Brannon House. My guest tonight live from, well, Michigan via Skype is Matt DiPerno. He's an attorney, and guess what? His law license could be at risk. His professional license to practice his profession and make a living for his family. How about his professional insurance? How about his banking? Could that be at risk? Well, my friends, in 1995, you've heard me mention it so many times, maybe you're tired of hearing it. I wrote this book in 1995, my second book, Reclaiming a Nation at Risk. And guess what I predicted in this book? Not only corporate fascism coming to America, big government and big business merging, but social credit scores. And I particularly referred to the Dangen, a file that's opened on every Chinese student when they enter school as a young child. And it follows them through life. And their hiring and their firing and their job promotions and their ability to travel is all based on review of an individual's Dangen. And I wrote in this book extensively that that kind of system could come to America. And that, well, the job you hold or the job you could even get or the degree you could get and thus the profession you could practice could all be based on review of an applicant's political evaluations. And I made the case in great detail from documents that I, well, gathered, largely sent to me by moms and grandmothers from around the country or given to me in person as I traveled speaking on this topic. So what I wrote about in 1995, social credit scores coming to America, well, in 95, some people mocked that, said that's conspiracy, that's crazy talk. House is over the top, that'll never happen. They won't let that happen. I don't know who the proverbial they is, but what I predicted in 95 is now here in 2021. My friends, Matt DiPerno, this is serious. You know, we're live tonight. Tonight being March 14th, 8:04 Central Time. If it's not March 14th, when you're watching, then you're not watching it live. It's not too late, by the way, for those of you to join us, to send it out to your family and friends to join us. Livestream.com/WVWTV. Livestream.com/WVWTV. And by the way, if you didn't get a notice, you're watching tape delayed, and you didn't get the notice that we went live, then you're probably not on our text alert list. And you can join the tens of thousands now on our text alert list that are notified when we go live by simply texting WVW to 88202. Just simply text WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Just simply text WVW to 88202. We don't spam. We don't send it out very often at all. The list is too big and expensive. But if you want to know about when we go live or breaking news, join our text alert list and you'll be notified. Now, Matt's going to join us. Again, he's from Michigan, and he's the first attorney and the only attorney as of this broadcast that I'm aware of to have a court order to audit the Dominion voting machines in Antrim County. Now, you remember, Matt was a part of the documentary produced by myself and Mike Lindell and Mary Fanning, the executive producers, myself, Mike Lindell, and Mary Fanning. And that documentary, by the way, has just done amazing. We burned through 5,000 copies. We got another 5,000 on the way this week. Because guess what? We've been selling it at our cost. Cost of duplication and mailing it. Shipping and handling, that's it. $4.99. Some people are ordering 100. Some are ordering 50, 10, 20. Some people want, one guy wants 1,000. And we're just giving them away at our cost, the $4.99. And he's on it. You can watch it, of course, for free online at wvwtv.com/proof. wvwtv.com/proof. But you can also get a DVD there if you prefer to have quantities to give away or show without worrying about Wi-Fi and wireless connection. Well, he's on this documentary. And the report that he wrote with a forensics team wrote, that's on his website, that report is shown over and over in our documentary, the audit by forensic scientists of the Dominion machine. And you know what? You're going to hear about the Attorney General of Michigan is saying about him and other attorneys fighting for election integrity and what it means going forward in America for you and me when it comes to social credit scores and our very profession. Matt, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks for having me on.
Well, are you still the only attorney in America to have the only court order to audit a Dominion machine?
That's correct, yes.
So here we are, March 14th. You're still the only one to have that. Folks can find, of course, the complete story in our documentary, Absolute Proof. And again, they can watch it at wvwtv.com/proof, wvwtv.com/proof. But maybe for those who are new tonight or maybe who need a refresher since things are going so fast, maybe without going through the whole story, can you just give us a quick cliff note version of how you got involved in this?
Sure. I was contacted by a friend of mine in Michigan who knew the plaintiff in the case, the person who wanted to file a lawsuit. He knew I was a constitutional attorney, so he connected us in mid-November, and we filed a lawsuit in Antrim County challenging the election, including certain down-ballot races. We ended up getting a court order that allowed us to collect the forensic images of the Dominion voting system. We did that on December 6th, and on December 14th, we put out a report called the ASOG report, or the Allied Security Operation Group report. And that report essentially stated that the Dominion voting system was intentionally and purposely designed with inherent flaws in order to generate errors, which would then lead to election fraud. So that's where we're at now. The case continues. It's still moving forward. We're in the discovery phase of the case. And we are trying to get documents, actually, as we speak, from the Secretary of State. Not only that, I got some new information for you. Just yesterday, I learned that the Secretary of State and Antrim County are talking about erasing the hard drive from the Antrim County election management system. So that's a new thing that we have to deal with this week, but that's what's happening right now.
Why would they want to do that, Matt?
Well, we've sent out a number of discovery requests to them. They are late in responding to them, in some cases over a week late. We asked some very technical and detailed information, including numbers for IP addresses, MAC address, information regarding their ISP provider. So we asked some very technical information, and I think they may be getting a little nervous, and that's the reason it looks like they're instructing the Antrim County clerk to remove or replace or wipe her hard drive on the EMS system in Antrim County.
Oh, boy. Well, wasn't it the county clerk? I mean, you're on my broadcast on 55 terrestrial stations. I can't remember what day it was now, Thursday or Friday of last week, but didn't we discuss the county clerk in Antrim County, Michigan, trying to throw out, or actually did throw out your case? Is that the same county clerk?
That's the same county clerk, yes. She tried to dismiss our case. The judge the next day reinstated the case, and in an order stated that she acted improperly. So that happened also, and now we have to deal with this new development this week.
How rare is it for a county clerk to throw out a court case?
Well, I wouldn't say it doesn't happen. It does happen in some cases. They do have that power, but they have that power in limited circumstances where no party has appeared in the case or the plaintiff hasn't served the defendants. In our case, the defendants had been involved in the case. They filed motions. They attended hearings. They engaged in discovery. We had approximately 100 docket entries in the case. So in a situation like that, it's unheard of. I wouldn't even say it's rare. It just never happens. We have 83 counties in Michigan. Apparently 82 county clerks understand the rules, and one of them does not.
And yet, did you say on my radio show last week that this very same county clerk that the judge, I guess, described this as inappropriate, what she did in throwing out your case, and he reinstated it, is she not the same county clerk you were just a couple of days away from putting under oath in a deposition?
Well, not a couple of days, but probably a couple of weeks away. She knew that. She was aware of that. She just received extensive discovery requests from us asking some very technical data and information. So that's where we are. I mean, we have found, as you could imagine, we found stuff, information, data on the forensic images after we put out the report on December 14th. It's still information that the technical forensic scientists are working through. It's very detailed. It's very important. And it would be no surprise to me if she had a hunch based on the questions that we asked for her to respond to that we were close to the target, so to speak.
And didn't she basically reveal that you were close to the target in some testimony she provided before the county commissioners in Antrim County recently that's on video?
Yeah, what she said in video the day after she tried to dismiss our case was she admitted that she was the person who instructed her staff to delete system files from the EMS, which is the election management system. She instructed her staff to delete those files on November 4th at 11:03 p.m. Now, what's interesting about that is contrary to prior answers that she has given to us in this case. She previously stated that she knew nothing about that, and now, the day after she tried to dismiss our case, just about a week and a half ago, and a couple days after receiving our discovery request to her, she now comes out and claims that she was the one who instructed her staff to do that.
And yet, you said at this very news desk, with Mike Lindell, you were in our documentary, Absolute Proof, that was seen by 70 million people within 4 days, over 130 million within 3 or 4 weeks. You sat at this very desk and you mentioned that files were erased on November 4th, but you didn't know who. You're now telling me the county clerk who threw out your case that had to be reinstated by the judge who said that was inappropriate, a county clerk that was just a few weeks from being under deposition and answering your questions, has now admitted on camera before the county commissioners she's the one that deleted those files on November 4th, correct?
Well, she's the one who instructed her staff to delete them. That's correct.
What does that mean? I mean, isn't that is that not a legal issue? By the way, that was for 2020. Were those files deleted for 2018, 2016?
No, those files are still there for 2018 and 2016.
So what is your assumption, or do you know from your investigation, what was she trying to hide, if anything?
Well, we don't know because we don't have the files.
Exactly.
We have certainly circumstantial evidence that points in a certain direction. But if you don't have the files, you don't know precisely what she was deleting, other than we know she was deleting system files, adjudication logs, other types of system logs, internet connection logs. Those types of files were the types of files that would be in those folders that were deleted. But what exactly they contained, we don't know. Mm.
So we got a problem here at many levels, but I want to we'll come back to that, because here's the issue. I put out this documentary, Brainwashed America Part 1. I don't know if you've seen any of it yet, but we released Brainwashed America Part 1 a couple weeks ago. It was something I've been working on a very, very, very long time. I actually had all of it ready to go the middle of October, Part 1, 2 hours, the first 2 hours. I was going to release the entire series, probably 6 to 8 hours, when it was done. But I decided that it needed to go ahead and be released by parts, the first 2 hours, the second 2 hours, the third and final probably 2 hours, it'd be 6 hours likely, immediately because of what's going on. So I released it a couple weeks ago. Part two is slated to come out May 1st, which is Communist Day. But part one is out now. You can watch it for free. We've never released one of our documentaries like this for free, but you can watch it for free at brainwashedthemovie.com. There's a point here. Hang with me. Brainwashthemovie.com. It's subtitled, by the way, 12 Historically Documented Tactics Actively Used by the Communists to Capture the Minds of Americans and Collapse the United States from Within. Now, if you want to get it on DVD, we do have it on DVD. We're not selling it for our normal $19.99 or $24.99. We're selling it for $9.99. Why? Because we're hoping you'll buy quantities and give them away and distribute them. And you can order that at brainwashedthemovie.com. Now, the film is endorsed by Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, a General Paul Vallely, a former Deputy Assistant Director for Counterterrorism of the FBI, Terry Turchi. These guys have endorsed it. Now, the 12 tactics. The first tactic, which we've mentioned in part one, it's in here, but we're starting part two with this first of the 12 steps that I've come up with after decades of studying the issue of brainwashing. Number one, is you must remove leaders. You must remove courageous, bold leaders of courage and conviction. And the foundation for that was my study of the POWs in the Korean War, the American POWs in the Korean War. If they knew you were religious, you went immediately to a reactionary camp. You were hopeless. And you went immediately to a reactionary camp. If you were religious and you also were a leader, maybe a higher officer or an officer, you're religious, you're a leader, you're an officer, and you don't even have to be an officer. Maybe you're just religious and a leader. And you had the courage to lead, to organize, to make your men get organized so you might organize and escape, or to resist the brainwashing, to refute the lies. Anyone that showed such ability to be a leader, anyone that would disrupt the brainwashing information and expose it, because again, one of the keys to brainwashing is people don't know they're being brainwashed. The men came back from the Korean War saying to the doctors and the folks that studied them, including William E. Mayer, a study for the government, and they said, if we had only known. Well, a leader is going to tell you, hey man, you're being brainwashed. This is a lie. Let me tell you the truth, and then expose it. Those leaders must be moved out of the way. And you know what percentage of people had to be moved out of the way? 20%? 30%? How about 5%? They only had to move 5% of the men away from the other 95%. What's the point I'm making? The progressives will destroy any leader that seeks to expose what they're doing, their lies, their propaganda, their disinformation. Anyone that has the courage to disrupt their campaign, to expose it, to refute it, to destroy it, they must be eliminated. They cannot be allowed to infect the other 95%. My friends, there are men like Mike Lindell and there are men like Matt DiPerno that are that 5%. Are you? Are you one of the 5%? He is. And what are they trying to do? The cancel culture is trying to eliminate him. He literally has at risk his law license, his professional license, even his banking. This is social credit scores, as I predicted in 1995 in my book, Now Come to America in 2021. Let's start, Matt, and remind the audience that in the docu-movie, Absolute Proof, we mentioned that the Attorney General of the state put out a tweet. What did she say in that tweet, Matt?
Well, in the tweet, she stated that attorneys who file lawsuits challenging the election should be investigated and should lose their bar license, their law license. That's what she was calling on to happen to attorneys like me and my friends who have also filed lawsuits challenging the election. She's called on the state bar to investigate us and remove our law license so we can no longer practice law. She stated that we no longer have the ethical integrity to practice law in the state. But it's not just her. Remember this. This was, I think it was 156 law school deans also signed a joint letter calling on state bars across the country to investigate lawyers who filed lawsuits challenging the election. That's 156 deans of law schools, including two of my alma maters, University of Detroit Mercy School of Law and New York University School of Law. Their deans have also signed on to that letter. Now think about this. As an attorney, we have a duty to represent the interests of our client. We also have a First Amendment right to file lawsuits challenging the election. That's done through the redress of grievance clause in the First Amendment. It is an absolute constitutional right protected by the First Amendment. And we have 156 deans of law schools that don't seem to understand that, that don't know what the First Amendment means. They're in charge of the up-and-coming classes that will graduate from these law schools. These are the people in charge of the next generation. You talk about this in your books. I've talked about this across the state. This is part of the educational indoctrination that is necessary in order to institute this type of credit score.
And now you're living it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm living it. Other attorneys are living it. This is a real thing. If you step out of line in the state of Michigan, because we have a very corrupt government, if you just saw a report that just came out the other day, it ranks Michigan as the worst in terms of political corruption and transparency within the government. And this story came out recently because Governor Whitmer has now been accused of paying off two former employees from her administration over knowledge they have regarding the COVID pandemic and how she put certain people, older people, into nursing homes without proper testing. And as a result of that and their knowledge, these people have been fired or retired and received big payouts as a result. So this article came out documenting how Michigan is, entirely corrupt is one way to say it, but certainly not transparent in the way they do things.
So let's talk also about the Attorney General. You mentioned in the movie Absolute Proof that she also put out the word that any state legislator or members of the state legislature that wanted to investigate this could also be investigated criminally, correct?
That's correct. And she put out a tweet and then did an interview with the Washington Post sometime around November 20th. And in that interview, she stated that any person from the Michigan Senate or the Michigan House of Representatives, any legislator who worked to decertify the election or challenge the election results could be or would be investigated criminally by her department.
All right, let's talk about, so you're talking about threats of your law license. Now let's talk about your professional insurance. Let's say they don't go after your law license. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But let's say they go after your professional insurance. Can you practice law without your professional insurance?
Well, you can, but it's dangerous, right? You can choose to not have professional liability insurance, but it's like any other insurance, right? You do something wrong, you get accused of doing something wrong. Certainly, you need insurance to protect you and your family, to protect your business. And if you're operating without that type of insurance, it's very risky. And in this situation with me, my insurance company, Byberk, which is a Hathaway company, notified me that they would be canceling my insurance at the end of the term and that I should look elsewhere. Because they expressed that they didn't like the work I was doing regarding election integrity.
Wait a minute. Did they put that in writing, Matt?
They did not. They told me that over the telephone in a conversation that was a very strange conversation that I had with one of their representatives who was angry at me. He was yelling at me on the telephone. Very upset and told me that they didn't think that what I was doing was an appropriate type of business and it was putting their company at risk and therefore they would be looking to cancel my policy at the end of the term, which means when I go search for new insurance, you know, I'll have a bad mark or a canceled policy, which simply increases rates going forward the next year. So it's a real thing. It costs money. And, you know, I would say it shouldn't be happening. We would all say that. When I got into this case, this wasn't a political thing to me. I never thought of it as political. And it's interesting because the Secretary of State now in the state of Michigan, through her friends in the news media, are putting out stories that somehow I am tied to Donald Trump, Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Lynn Wood. They're making these allegations in the media because they want to present to people that somehow I have all these associations, which impugns the credibility of our case. At least that's what they want public perception to think. That's the image they're trying to create. That's not the reason we ever got involved in this case. The reason we got involved in this case was because we wanted to make sure that the election was fair. And we wanted to challenge some of the things that had happened prior to the election. And we wanted to look into the actual process. And going forward, we want to make sure elections are fair. That should be a nonpartisan issue. There should be no debate about that. And I was actually surprised at the level of pushback that I got when I filed a lawsuit. The actual venom that people spewed because we were trying to challenge the election or inquire about the integrity of the election. So it's a real thing, but you see people in their own businesses, people who are employees of these businesses, who have their own political agenda, now believe that they have the ability to cancel people. You know, that's one of the ways that the liberals are going about destroying not only the country, but the opposition. They don't ever want to lose another race. How are they going to not lose another race? They put in place a system in order to destroy election integrity and honesty. They don't want to debate things with us as conservatives. They want to end debate. They have no interest in talking to us about these issues. So they instill a certain program. They have, you know, education indoctrination.
Yes.
Cancel culture. They use election reform. H.R. 1 is a huge problem, totally unconstitutional, but they are pushing it forward.
And for those who don't know, H.R. 1 is where they're it's passed the House now, I believe. Correct?
Correct. It has. Yeah, absolutely. It's passed the House. H.R. 1 rips the election law completely away from the states. Just so everyone's listening, so you understand what this is a bill passed by Nancy Pelosi and the House of Representatives. Essentially, they want to make everything that happened in 2020 legal. And she's even said, Nancy Pelosi just came out and said just the other day that this bill is equal in her mind to the Battle of Valley Forge. So the stakes for her are as high and as they're as high as this pivotal battle in the Revolutionary War. Right. That's right. How she looks at it. That's how she's described it. So if the bill is passed, Democrats will never lose another election again. They want automatic voter registration for everyone over 16 or older. So people, kids, 16-year-olds would now vote and they'd automatically be registered. She wants to substitute ID laws for a sworn written statement. So anyone can show up in the future on the day of the election, no matter what, and vote. She wants to expand mail-in voting. She wants a ballot sent to everyone. She would actually have sent out 250 million ballots that will be mailed to citizens in this country months before the election. We'd have, think about that, 250 million ballots circulating months before the election. You think that might lead to some election fraud? She wants to restore rights of convicted felons. She wants statehood for Washington, D.C. She wants all election lawsuits to be filed in Washington, D.C. This completely rips election law and challenges to election law completely away from the states. She wants to legalize ballot harvesting, and she wants to allow all ballots to be counted 10 days after the election.
So if they don't come with enough ballots for some reason, which I think they would at that point, they could always then come up with more during that 10 days.
Well, yeah, she wants to have permanent pandemic rules with very loose deadlines and absolutely no chain of custody. This will turn every single state blue. It's a terrible bill. It's unconstitutional in so many ways. The problem is, though, do we have any faith that Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will ever take up any challenge to a bill like this? As long as it involves election integrity, I don't think he will.
Right. So let me ask you, have you ever talked to Donald Trump?
I never have.
Have you ever talked to Lynn Wood?
I never have.
Have you ever talked to Roger Stone?
Never.
Have you ever talked to Paul Manafort?
Never.
But that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying. There's been multiple articles put out in the media. It started out with a newspaper up in near Antrim County in Traverse City. And this same article now has spread across the state of Michigan and even nationally now. I just got a call the other day, I think it was Thursday of last week, from the Daily Beast, asking me about those affiliations and that article. So the story is actually seems to be picking up momentum nationally now.
Let's talk about banking. So we've talked about your law license. You've already been told that you're going to have your professional license canceled. So now you got to go find more, but you're going to have to tell them that, I guess it's going to show up that your license, your professional insurance was canceled. So that's going to be a mark against you, I think. And now banking. What's going on with your banking? What did your bank call you? And if they did, what'd they say?
Well, I got an email from my bank, PNC Bank, a national bank out of Pittsburgh. And they contacted me and stated that they were reviewing my accounts and that they needed to ask me questions about the accounts, my business accounts, because upon their review, they noticed that in the memo line of some checks that had been deposited, it stated Election Integrity Fund. And they stated that if I did not answer those questions that they would pose to me, that they would look to end our business relationship. a relationship I've had for over 20 years. And frankly, never had a problem. So they called to ask me what they said were 10 questions about my business, what I was doing. And I asked why, I just inquired, why are you asking these? Why are you asking these questions? And that's when they told me that it was because of these notations on the memo line of the checks. And they stated that because they are under FDIC regulations, they had to review my account in order to determine whether or not that notation was a type of legitimate business or not. So that's how the conversation started. I asked to speak to a manager to inquire about that because it just seems like such a bizarre type of inquiry to me. And the lady I talked to refused to let me do that, hung up the phone. I had to call back several times to try to get to a manager. And since that time, that was mid-February, February 16th, I believe, I have been under an investigation from PNC Bank.
Wait a minute. When did this start?
February 16th.
Ironic. When did Absolute Proof come out?
I don't recall the day. You tell me.
I believe somebody want to check. Jill, you want to check? I think it was Friday, February 5th. Tell me if February 5th was a Friday, because I think it was Friday, February 5th that we released it. So February 5th, Jill, text me if that's the case, please. I think Friday, February 5th was when the film came out. And then you're telling me that, in fact, I can even look at my phone. I got a calendar. I'm not that helpless. Let's see here. Calendar. You guys are already probably beat me to it, haven't you? Did you check, babe? My hun just checked. My wife just checked. It is February 5th. All right. So February 5th, it comes out. And then starting February 16th is when your bank contacts you?
Correct.
Think there might be a connection, Matt?
Well, I thought there could probably be a connection to that. You know, I inquired into that. Listen, when they call me up and want to ask me questions, my first reaction, I'm an attorney, is to ask them questions, right?
Right.
But they didn't want to answer any of my questions at all and actually hung up when I started to press them as to the real reasons as to why they were calling me. So I've been under this investigation since February. I just got a call, this is interesting, last week from someone at the bank who told me that they are ending their investigation, okay, and they no longer want to answer those questions or no longer want me to answer those questions.
So
tell me what changed. What happened? I don't know what happened.
We brought national attention to the story.
Well, we certainly have been doing that. I've been talking about it a lot. I've been talking about it on stations across the Michigan. So here's the thing, Brandon. In order for the left to succeed in this, they have to destroy conservatives, right?
Right.
But before they destroy you, they have to controversialize you. They have to create a controversy. And they do this through coordination with the media. Once people are controversialized, then they can destroy you. For instance, if you align yourself with Make America Great, if you wear the red hat, right? It doesn't matter if half the country agrees with you. As long as the media says it's a controversy, then it becomes controversial. For instance, if you say you back the blue, that becomes controversial, even though 85% of the people in the country agree with that. If you say I want to stand for the national anthem, the media says that's controversial, even though 85% of the people in the country agree with you. So supporting the police, standing for the national anthem, filing a lawsuit challenging the election, or saying that in a bipartisan fashion, we should ensure that our election is secure and has integrity, that becomes controversial. Again, even though the vast majority of the people support it. They support the police. They support standing for the national anthem. Everyone, I would think, would support election integrity. But when the media comes out and says, no, that's controversial, now you have a problem. You have a hostile, small group of people that controls the media. The media actually is part of it. They wear people down. They make them ashamed of supporting the police. They make people ashamed of standing for the national anthem. So that's sort of the game plan that they have. That's what they're trying to do. They want to controversialize issues like this. And then once they do, they can destroy you. And as you said, they're now using corporations across the country to do it. Once they terrify people with cancel culture, then they can suddenly swing that opinion from corporations, start getting massive donations from corporations. That's how they cancel people. That's my theory. That's my opinion. I think that's why we're seeing more and more corporations support the Democrat Party.
But you did say that after you went public, and we talked about it on 55 stations, you were on a lot of other stations. So when you went to all these radio stations and you began to tell the story of what PNC was doing to you, you're telling me that after you brought this to the attention of the American people, PNC finally told you, we don't need you to answer all those questions, everything's fine.
That's right. And you know why? Because you can't back down. You can't. You can't take a knee to these people. You have to stand up and fight for what you believe in. Imagine if 90% of the country that actually backs the blue, so to speak, right, supports the police, imagine if all those people stood up in one unified voice and actually said, no, we're not going to accept this anymore. We would end this. It's like being a good parent and teaching your children a lesson. Yep. You know? And we're not doing that in this country because people are terrified. And they're terrified because the people who are attacking us, these leftists, these fascists, totalitarians, these thugs, these communists and socialists, this is what they do. This is what they're being trained to do. They may look like you and me. They may work in the cubicle next to you, but they're being trained, they're indoctrinated, even in middle school, high school, college. They're trained to take you out with legal or HR complaints for even the most trivial language or behavior. It's not a game to them anymore. This is their policy. This is what they live by. This is what people in the media are like now. There are actually reporters out there who think this. They act like this, and they're willing to go out and write articles about people that are false, that they don't source, because they want to take people out. It's part of essentially their DNA now because they've been indoctrinated so long. You can't bend the knee to these people. You can't give them power.
You cannot bend a knee. You cannot give them power. You have to push back. You have to resist. Just as the former deputy assistant director for the counterterrorism division of the FBI, Terry Turchie, said, you have to resist. And he endorsed, right here in the back, he endorsed Brainwashed America Part 1, that you can watch at brainwashedthemovie.com. He said the American people must resist. Now, what's very interesting is he resisted. And he went out there and he told the American people. And PNC apparently got enough phone calls from enough people and they backed down. I think that's probably what happened. What else would it be, my friends? I don't know if you know this or not, but here is a document. This was given to me by someone inside the intelligence arena. And I'm sure there's one for every branch of the military. This is particularly for the Navy. I covered this week on radio. Came out February 19th, 2021. Extremism stand down. United States Navy commander engagements with all service members. You know what this says in a nutshell? And again, I'm sure this is for all branches of the military, but this manual was for the Navy. It goes on to describe how they're going to stop doing any promotions and have a stand down while they root out the extremist. Well, you know what the military said last a couple years ago. You know what the military said? I think it was last summer, of 2020, July 2020, I think it was. You know what the military said? That the acronym MAGA could show white supremacy or sympathy with white supremacy. The acronym MAGA, Make America Great Again, could show sympathy toward white supremacy. Now, apparently that's what the media thinks, that if you're for borders and national sovereignty and vetting who comes into our country, and you're opposed to globalism and international socialism, among many other things we can mention, then now you are showing sympathy toward white supremacy. That's what the military put out. It was so much controversy that the military had to retract it. Once again, the American people stood up and said no. The American people resisted that, and they had to back down. But what are they doing now under the Biden administration? They're going to continue that now, unless the American people stop it. So here's the document. They're going to stop any promotions till they root out the extremist. And they go on to define this. This means conservatives, people with a Judeo-Christian worldview, if you supported any of the policies of Donald Trump. So this is permeating the whole culture. You know what? As I revealed in part one of Brainwashed America, Edward Hunter, who studied the brainwashing of not only the POWs, the American POWs in the Korean War, in their POW camps, our guys, but also studied what happened in 1949 during the Communist Revolution in China. He said, I've never seen a man brainwashed who was not first shaken loose from his very values, who was not first shaken to the point that he began to question his own foundational convictions and values. Again, I've never seen a man brainwashed who first, one of the first steps they do is to try to get you to shake loose your convictions and values. What do you think they're doing when they mock, as Matt is saying, people who stand up for the national anthem, who back the constitutionality and the good policing of the majority of our police? What do you think they're doing when they go after conservatives who believe in a Judeo-Christian worldview, when they target their professional license, their professional insurance, their banking? They're trying to send a message, give up your values, give up your convictions. They come at too high a price. What do you think they do when they mock people in the media and lie about them in the media? They're trying to make an example out of them to shake you down, to get you to let go of your values. That's what they're doing. And they start, of course, with people that are leaders. So they can remove the 5% of the leaders. Remove them or destroy them. Remove them or destroy those 5%, of which Matt DiPerno is one of those 5%. And what will the 95% do when the Matt DiPernos and the Mike Lindells and the many others I could mention of America are gone? When their voices have been silenced and they can no longer lead, what will the other 95% do? Well, we know what they'll do. History shows us. Other countries show us. And the POW camps of the North Korean War, of the Korean War, and our American POWs, you know what happened with them? They succumbed. Some of them succumbed to the point that 4 out of 10 would pull the sheets up over their head and will themselves to be dead within 48 hours. There was nothing physically that was going to cause them to die, according to this government study, other than they lost hope. They lost hope. They gave up. They surrendered. There was a passivity. That's a key word that was used in this report in 1956. Apathy and passivity. They became very passive. They gave up. They began to believe the lies. They began to reject the very foundational values of America and their service to their country and the Constitution. They didn't even understand it, many of them, which is why they could be shaken loose so quickly and surrender. And once they had no hope, they surrendered their very life by pulling the sheets literally up over their head and willing themselves to be dead off in the corner. They said if you could slap him in the face, literally, make him angry, you might be able to get that soldier to come to his senses and live. Well, as we have already seen tonight, what they're doing is trying to set the agenda publicly and the example publicly by destroying leaders. So you'll be so afraid that you won't resist. Matt, I suppose you've heard by now that there has been the lawsuit of Mike Lindell, of $1.3 billion, which I think is a stupid number. I mean, where's the damages for that? I mean, you're an attorney, you tell me this. But the lawsuit of $1.3 billion, where'd this number come from? And he's been served, I understand now, and he's happy about that because now I guess discovery can begin. Discovery, you're a lawyer, you tell me. Discovery can be a really dangerous thing. I mean, do they really want him to have discovery? They may have just thrown him in the briar patch, you know, Burr Rabbit.
I do. I think it's very dangerous in any type of libel or slander case to really give the defendant the power to use discovery to inquire about the truth of the allegations. So in this case, theoretically, and I don't have any idea what Mike Lindell's plans are or the his attorney's plans are. I have no idea, and I'm not speaking on their behalf at all. I haven't talked to them about this at all. But just as an attorney, I can tell you that he probably has the ability to go out and inquire into the actual election in every county in this country. He could, if he wanted to, ask for forensic imaging of every machine across the country, or specifically in the seven swing states, to find out the truth of his allegations regarding the Dominion voting system. He could test every single statement he's ever made. And that has to be a problem for Dominion right now.
Have you been threatened or received a letter from Dominion?
I did receive a letter from Dominion. It was a letter telling me that a lawsuit was imminent. I believe I received that letter end of December, beginning of January. I don't remember the specific date. But that came out. And then right after that came out, Jake Tapper?
Yep.
He tweeted out that I should accept responsibility for the terrorist attack on Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Jake Tapper of CNN, that Jake Tapper, you're saying tweeted out that you, Matt DiPerno, should take responsibility for the so-called siege on the U.S. Capitol January 6th, 2021. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, no, the terrorist attack on January 6th, that I need to take responsibility for that.
Okay, so I called it the siege on the U.S. Capitol, but you corrected me because you're saying he actually called it a terrorist attack on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol.
Correct.
And you're responsible for that, he said.
Yes, me and a list of other people that he included within that tweet, a number of us need to take responsibility for that terrorist attack. His words, not mine.
You have that still?
I do have that still.
Would you be willing to release that to us to put in the B-roll footage of this show?
I will give that to you.
So it'll start appearing in the B-roll footage when we post-edit this show, as we're live tonight, March 14th at 8:53 p.m. So we'll get that into the post-edit so you guys can see it. Well, isn't that interesting? So now, I assume that the reason you're supposedly need to take credit for the terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol is because you dared to file in Antrim County because a patriot came to you, an American came to you feeling disenfranchised over his vote, and that somehow makes you responsible for the so-called terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol January 6th? Is that what I'm to believe?
That's what I'm to believe also, that CNN thinks or believes. I was surprised that he knew who I was, frankly.
Yeah.
But he did, and he sent out that tweet. It's offensive on many levels, certainly.
But you just represent a client. So what does that say about your client or the Americans that have supported you? Which, by the way, your bank starts noticing you're getting checks, and they call you up, PNC, you said, and say that what you're running there is not a legitimate business, and they need to cancel your banking, apparently, or at least investigate the possibility of doing that, that it's not a legitimate business, election integrity. That's what you told us they were telling you, but after you went public with it, now you say they've backed down. But here's my question. Was it the millions and millions of dollars that you were running through that bank account that was the red flag? Is that how they found out about what you were doing? Because were you running millions of dollars through that bank account?
No, not at all. Not even close. I mean, we've raised some money, but not even close to that. I mean, we're desperately trying to raise money in order to keep this case alive and to fund this case. But here's what's
let me just stop you there for a second. So what you're saying is, this is a little bank account and a little law office that you're running, respectively to the big dogs. You know, you're just a patriot guy running your law firm, and this guy comes to you, and you take the case, and you have a few checks coming through to support your cause. And somehow they see this. So there was nothing that would cause them to look because of all the volume of money coming through. So my question is, do you believe that you were targeted, that they specifically went and found your account, that they were told to go look for your account?
Well, I think that's a reasonable conclusion. I don't know that specifically, but I think you can draw the inference that that is what happened, that someone may have called the bank and directed them to target me. That certainly is a possibility. And that's what I mean when I say that they have to first controversialize you before they can destroy you. You look at what's happened over the last year in terms of the shutdowns that have been implemented by the government and the threats that they've made against legitimate businesses to close their doors, not allow customers to come in, or if they do, they would be fined or lose what? What are we always talking about? What will they lose? What will the government take away from someone? It's always their license to do something. It's their liquor license. It's any other license they have that they need to operate. And so because of those threats that the government makes on people, we had so many people, and this is what amazes me as a constitutional attorney, so many people who just submit. Now, if you think about it in terms of the restaurant industry in the state of Michigan, if all of those restaurants, or even 80%, 70%, what's the threshold? If they just opened up, would the government have the power to fine them all or shut them all down? The answer is no. Which leads us to the obvious conclusion that the government only has power to the extent we give it to them. And so why are so many people so willing to give them that power?
We are supposed to be from the consent of the governed, a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and the Declaration of Independence gives us the right, when they move outside of our constitutional republic and the laws of the divine or the laws of nature, nature's God, the right to alter or abolish that government and reestablish a constitutional republic. We are a representative government, meaning we hold the power and we have a representative that represents us, but we have the right to cancel that representation if they are not fulfilling the purpose of our contract found in the Constitution. Correct, Matt?
That's correct. And you look at the Democrat Party. They don't like the idea of a constitutional republic. They want to move away from that. They want to move strictly to what they call a democracy, which we all know means communism and socialism. They're always moving towards that. That's why they want to get rid of the Electoral College. And when they can't get rid of the Electoral College, the next step is to corrupt the entire voting system. Pass bills like H.R. 1, make Washington, D.C. the 51st state, on and on and on. Just look at everything in H.R. 1 that I've already described to you. The bill itself, as unconstitutional as it is a complete takeover of the entire election system in this country. It takes what was states' rights on how they handle elections and nationalizes the entire election system and puts out 250 million ballots months before an election even happens.
And we have the 10th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The powers given to the federal government are to be limited and expressed, and the unlisted powers belong to the states and the respective people thereof. Where's the right of the federal government to run the elections? It belongs to the Secretary of States. It does not belong to the federal government. So the good news is Matt stood up. He did not let them steal his voice. He stood up. He came on my show and my 55 terrestrial radio stations. He went on the other stations that had him on. He talked about it. And apparently, PNC, his bank, backed down. And apparently, this all began after he was in our documentary that was released on February 5th. He also has not been intimidated by the Attorney General of Michigan threatening the removal of people's law license or criminal investigation that investigate election integrity. He continues to speak. And I believe we're gaining momentum. And 130 million plus was the last count I had in 4 weeks that saw absolute proof. I haven't even checked now. I mean, 130 million is pretty amazing. And people are wanting more. And so, my friends, we have to resist. The good news tonight is when you resist, we can win. When you stand up, we can win. We are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We outnumber them. We are the majority. They do work for us. But if we do not let them remove our leaders, those 5% leaders, the men of courage and conviction like Mike Lindell, like Matt DiPerno, if we don't let them be removed, if we defend them, if we have their back, if we follow, you know what? Leadership requires people to follow. And when people stand up and say, hey, I'll take some leadership, I'll lead, then we should look at that leadership, judge it by its merits, and say whether we'll follow or not. And if it is in accord with what is right and legal and just and good with our constitutional republic, we, the American people, should follow and be thankful for such leaders, and we should help them and support them and have their back when they come under attack, so that the progressives, the cancer culture, the Marxists know that we, the American people, are watching, and we will not let them remove our leaders. Well, thank you so much, Matt, for being with us. We really appreciate it. Wish we had more time. Folks, if you appreciate what we're doing, it's vital we hear from you. You can do that by simply going to WVWFoundation.com and making a tax-deductible contribution, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to send a check. We are listener-supported. It's absolutely crucial, folks. We hear from you. WVWFoundation.com or by using our mailing address. You'll also find our phone number online if you prefer to give during normal business hours. Now, folks, also, how about going to MyPillow.com? MyPillow.com and then use the promo code WVW. And when you do that, you can choose from over 100 products offered by Mike Lindell and his company. But when you use the promo code WVW, you will save not only up to 66% on those 100 products, you will also be helping our network because Mike Lindell will give back a generous portion of each purchase to our broadcast network. Folks, it is vital that you go to MyPillow.com and support not only his business and his many employees, but our network. That's just one of a couple ways you can support us. Let me tell you, it all adds up. It really adds up. You're going to need sheets, towels, slippers, bathrobes, pillows, whatever, right? So why not go to MyPillow.com, buy them there, support Mike Lindell and his company and his employees, and then also you're supporting our network. Because I'm telling you, folks, it's been shocking, quite frankly, how many of you have been doing that, and it's making a difference. And it allows us to actually add in more quality studio equipment. We needed another 4K camera. We were able to buy that. We need to order another one now. So again, when you support us, you're helping us not only get out the message like you heard tonight to more people, but we have old cameras. Our cameras are like 12 years old or more. And so we've been rotating in new ones, and we need to buy another 4K camera. So again, all your support helps us. So consider right now going to MyPillow.com, use the promo code WVW, save up to 66%, and a generous portion of each purchase comes back to our broadcast network. Tweet it, Facebook it, email it, tell your family and friends, hey, you got to buy some pillows, sheets, towels, bathrobes, slippers. Why not do it at MyPillow.com? Use the promo code WVW, and you'll be supporting this conservative network over there that's putting out great conservative content to defend liberty and America and freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So, MyPillow.com. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. Take care.